two students dead, two teachers dead, a 14-year-old boy in custody, another school shooting in the United States at Apalachee High School in Winder in Barrow County, around 50 miles from the city of Atlanta. Some local parents described their wait to see if their children were targeted by the gunman.
We got a call from our 17-year-old who informed us of it, said it was live on Facebook. I don't know how to explain the feelings. I mean, the fear. I have two children that go to Hayman Morris, which is borders this school. And first thing was immediately calling the schools. Then the text messages and stuff started coming through from the schools. Terror. Absolute terror.
It took us a while before we realized that she was one of the victims. I mean, it was, what, 45 minutes, probably an hour before we got word that she was okay. It was very terrifying.
Let's speak to Alessandro Marazzi Sassoon. He's a journalist based in Atlanta, Georgia. Alessandro, good morning. Thank you very much for staying up and taking our call today. What happened?
Well, thank you. Good morning, and it's good to be on. What happened? I mean, I think we're still piecing it together, and you know, the authorities are continuing to update us into tomorrow, I'm sure. You know, we don't know how this 14-year-old boy exactly acquired this gun. We know it was an AR-15 platform style handgun, and we know that it was over pretty quickly based off of the accounts that I heard today, and I think others have heard today. The school went on to a hard lockdown. The teachers and staff at this specific school have sort of electronic fobs that they carry that they can tap a certain number of times, and that activates a hard lockdown. And there are school resource officers, which are regular police, essentially. They're sheriff's deputies, usually. Two of them were on scene and took the confronted the gunman within a few minutes, the alleged shooter, and he surrendered. He's in custody.
Do you know anything about him? He's 14 years of age. Was he a student at the school?
He was a student at the school. He's a freshman, so that's ninth grade. But very little is known about him besides that.
And what do you know of the people who were killed?
Well, we know two were students. I believe both were also 14, and two were teachers. And, you know, from accounts of folks who were there, what we heard is, you know, he wanted to just sort of commit a shooting, is what it seems like. I mean, he tried to shoot up his own classroom, but the door got shut on him and he just went to the next one. So this doesn't appear specifically targeted.
You were at the school speaking to some parents, some teachers, some students. What did they say to you?
I mean, people were you know, most of the people I spoke to were relieved, of course, because they were picking up their children. You know, I think there's just a general sense of shock, even though school shootings are unfortunately quite common in the United States at the end of the day compared to the rest of the world. There's still a sense of shock when these things happen to a community, especially, you know, a rather quiet, exurban community like Winder.
There are reports, Alessandro, that the 14-year-old suspect had already attracted attention from the FBI before. What do you know of that?
Yes, officials did confirm that at a press conference late tonight. But the details of that, beyond what you stated, I can't expand upon at this time.
Has there been any political reaction, any reaction from those who are contesting the presidential election?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, both leading candidates, both Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump have issued statements and commented on the shooting. You know, Georgia being a swing state and much of the margins for the election in Georgia being suburban and exurban communities, certainly we can expect this will be an issue that is discussed politically moving forward.
Alessandro, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That's Alessandro Marazzi Sassoon in Atlanta, Georgia, near the scene of the latest high school shooting, two students dead, two teachers dead, and a 14-year-old boy in custody.